Proverbs chapter 10. I want to read one verse. I want to say a whole lot of things about that verse that I think will be an eye-opener. The money cometh is a prophetic word from God about his children. It deals with prosperity. It deals with being rich. It deals with being abundant, having wealth. It deals with increase. Money cometh deal with all of that financially. And so some things I'm going to share with you tonight about being rich. Why some people are blocked from being rich and how to unblock yourself. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, it reads, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich." You see that? And then it says, "And he added no sorrow with it." Now, one of the factors I have to go is knowing how to pass the stewardship test of being rich. Rich is dangerous if you don't know how to pass the test. We am handling that this week. Because I wrote a question down, how much can you handle and still be balanced?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, see, if you don't have that testing, if you don't pass those tests, money will control you.
Yes, sir.
Rich wisdom, I never heard that before, but the Holy Ghost said rich wisdom is necessary for a defense. In other words, you need to have the wisdom of being rich. So we have these words, stewardship, standard, security. And then we have the word stupid, steadfast, sorrow, superior, and stable. Those words, you need to go over those words in order to where you're going this week and what's about to happen to you. Now, money cometh is a prophetic word that produces prosperity demonstration.
Yes,
sir. It's designed for that. When he first gave it to me, I've seen so many prosperity demonstration, and I have a lot of people who connected. Now, prosperity demonstration are designed to make you rich. Don't miss those two.
Yes,
listen. Money cometh is a prophetic word that produces prosperity demonstration.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Prosperity demonstration are designed to make you rich.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got to give me a clock now because I don't know. To make you rich. Knowing how to operate in the revelation of manifestation, wisdom, and demonstrations of being rich. Here, before we go to our scripture to go with Proverbs 10, it says that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. It maketh rich. It's designed, the blessing. See, blessing is empowerment to prosper. He empowers us to prosper.
Yes, sir.
And so, listen at this. God is looking for some of his children that are not afraid of being rich.
Yes, sir.
Who are willing to hear or to learn the wisdom of being rich and giving God the glory. Let me give you that again because I want you to have that to stabilize you because you got a lot of erroneous teaching about being rich in the church. And God needs some of his children to have it.
Yes, sir.
I'm one of them. Anybody else? Anybody out there? God is looking for some. And he sees some because he know they're all not going to receive it. Only a remnant of his children that are not afraid of being rich. Because being rich bring the hecklers out.
Yes,
especially church members, and ministers.
Yes, sir.
They don't recognize Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Job. They don't even recognize them. They preach about them, but they don't recognize that God had them in a special place. So God is looking for some of his children that are not afraid of being rich. I want you to get the fear out of you of being rich.
Yes, sir.
Who are willing, money not going to turn you against God if you train right.
Right.
It make you love God more.
Yes, sir.
Who are willing to learn the wisdom of being rich. So along with being rich, there's a certain altitude of wisdom the Holy Spirit must train you in.
Yes, sir.
So you won't be high-minded. And opportunities, being rich, give glory to God.
Right.
Yes, sir. Now let's look at this first point I'm going to deal with. Turn to Ecclesiastes. Turn there. We're going to see this. Is this real or not? We need to know if this is real or not.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how long I preach. I might preach 10 minutes. I don't know. Whatever. Whenever I'm turning loose, I'm just going to quit. So in any given day, we've got a lot of people tuning in. Probably got thousands of people tuning in, to tell you the truth.
Yes, sir.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, I want to make a statement, and I want you to hear this statement. God wants you to be rich and powerful.
Yes, sir.
Wow. You can put it down, God want me to be rich and powerful.
Yes, sir.
Now all these people talk about how much power they got. Mm-hmm. And they ain't got no money. I don't know.
Yes, sir.
Because the riches, when the power of the Holy Ghost is upon you, riches come with it.
Yes, sir.
As you got the revelation. Now listen at this scripture. You brought your shouting cloth? Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 19. Every man also to whom God has given riches and wealth. Well, he said riches and wealth, right?
Yes, sir.
And listen what he said next. Oh, hallelujah. And had given him power to eat thereof,
yes, sir,
and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God.
Yes, sir.
Riches and wealth,
yes, sir,
are gift from God.
Yes, sir.
Now, what about a gift? What's the profound truth about a gift? If somebody have a gift for you. What's the profound truth about a gift if somebody have a gift for you? Receive it. Believe it.
Yes,
say, I got something good for you. I say, I believe it. Give it here. See, so God needs somebody to receive this gift of being rich. Write that down. God needs somebody to receive the gift of being rich in his body.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God wants ministers to be rich.
Yes, sir.
Look at the scripture. Solomon is a wise. Every man also to whom God have given riches. God have given riches and wealth. God has given riches and wealth. God has given riches and wealth and has given him power to eat down, to enjoy, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God. Mm. So riches and wealth are gifts from God. We got that?
Yes,
you understand that? And we're talking about being rich. Demonstration comes to the body of Christ. God wants you rich and powerful.
Yes, sir.
Say it two times.
God wants to be rich and powerful. God wants to be rich and powerful. God wants to be rich and powerful.
Notice in 2 Corinthians, let's get some scriptures to substantiate this and shut the hecklers up. I thought it said shut them up because they've been blocking the church too long with this mess about God don't want us to have nothing. And every time, that's not right. It's not scripture. It's not from the Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, Not to let God make you rich is a dishonor to the cross.
Wow.
And he just gave me that. I mean, I didn't have that. He just told me just now. He said, it's a dishonor to my son dying. It make my son die, dying for you to live on this earth not having what you need, what you desire, and what you want. Because that's what he died for. So that there's a certain amount this week I want to get out of rich grace.
Mm-hmm. Rich grace.
Yeah, receiving the grace to be rich.
Yes, sir.
In other words, you know, we exchange ketola masa. We exchange for grace is receiving rich being rich is a favor.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
favor. Yes, sir.
It's not something you work for. It's something you walk into.
Right. Yes, sir.
And so receiving the favor from God that is already paid for,
yes, sir,
to be rich.
Yes,
and, you know, I'm talking about finances. That's the other thing, but I had to talk about finances,
yes,
because
sir,
you can be rich with finances too. You know?
Yes, sir.
Now, notice this scripture. Let's not waste this scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. Oh, I know what the problem is. I saw it just now. They don't know.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
I saw it just, when I looked down at the verse, I saw it. I heard the Spirit say, read it, because they don't know it.
Right, sir. That's true.
Yes, sir.
That's true.
So maybe it came to you, and you wasn't ready for it. You couldn't accept it, so you had to pass on by.
Yes, sir.
Next time it comes, what you going to do?
Receive
it.
Yes, sir.
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Call him Lord Jesus Christ grace. That though he was rich, yet for your sake, he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. Might be.
Might be.
A lot of people in there might be there yet.
Right.
You might not.
Yes, sir.
Because you don't fully understand that there's a grace that comes from God to cause prosperity demonstration in your life to make you rich.
Yes, sir.
Say rich.
Rich.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So in Proverbs 10:22. I want you to take the stance here. God have empowered me to be rich, and the enemy is trying to keep me blind. That's what he's trying to keep you blind from there, because he know you can do so much more,
yes, sir,
as you walk in the richness of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so the enemy for years have kept the church blind in this area, and the Lord decided at Lamondole Supermarket that day, 20 years ago, and to take me out of that rat race and to send me to the body of Christ prophetically and apostolically to change the government of finances and to speak the future of the financial grace upon the body of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Notice with me, we have to, this argument now, Jesus died. He's talking about the cross.
Mm-hmm.
See now, the average person won't associate the cross with being rich or prosperity or wealth, things like that, but it was associated with it.
Yes,
it was paying for it.
Yes, sir.
It was bringing the covenant right back to the people of God. Adam was a rich man.
Yes, sir.
And we had to get it back to us.
Yes, sir.
And so Jesus as a rich man became poor that we might become rich.
Yes, sir.
You still here?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Prosperity demonstration are designed to make you rich. I had a prosperity demonstration this week. A lady sent in, she probably listened, $990 that she pledged 10 years ago.
Wow.
But if that's not a demonstration, that's a lot of time to forget about it, isn't
yes,
it?
Sir.
But the Holy Spirit stirred it up,
yes,
and she sent the check in, $990. She pledged it 10 years ago,
yes,
to pay off for the jet.
Yes,
I've been flying in a debt-free jet for 10 years, but she sent it in. See, you got to watch for them, because the prosperity demonstration will sneak up on you,
yeah,
And you, when you praise God for the one that you get, so you'll never pass no money up. I don't care if it's a nickel or a penny. Pick it up.
That's right.
Don't be passing. Don't be high-minded. You know you need it. Pick it up. Yes, and then when you if you be faithful with small things, yes, you might walk over 100 next time.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Look with me in Genesis chapter 13. As we build this case on being rich and prosperity demonstration, want you rich, and that means you're out of debt. That mean, and look, this is a wealth transference time.
Yep.
I never seen wealth transference in studying the scripture in good time.
Yes, sir.
So don't panic. No. This is a wealth transferring time.
Yes, sir.
It's God can get some things done. We got to trust him.
Yes,
in Genesis chapter 13, and Abraham, first verse said, Abraham went out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him into the south. And notice the second verse now. Mm-hmm. And Abram was very rich. That sounds good, man. Say it, very rich. Not a little bit rich, very rich. I was talking to a young man, he drove up in his car. He was driving a Mercedes, and he's talking to me. I'm taking my morning walk. He said to me, I'm a millionaire. I said, glory to God. He said, my wife drives a black one just like that. I said, glory to God. And I wanted to help him. You know, the young man is a nice young man. I said, yeah, son, I've been a multi-millionaire so many years, I don't know how many millions I got. Because I want him to know he can go farther.
Yes, sir.
I was glad he said he's a millionaire. I was glad. I didn't question him. But I just want to let him know. I had a man one time told me he had $20,000 in the bank. I was down there to get my car inspected. He said, I want you to know I got $20,000 in the bank. I said, I might have that in my pocket. Because he was a Baptist boy trying to disprove what God is doing in the body of Christ. So he tried to tell me he had a whole lot of money. I said, I might have that in my pocket. I told my wife, I'm coming to preach tonight. I said, get me $3,000 or $4,000 to put in my pocket. I can't preach broke.
Right.
So I got it in my pocket.
Yes, sir.
Every now and then I touch my pocket. I got,
come on.
Yes, sir.
People trying to preach prosperity broke.
Yes, sir.
And it's not going to work.
Ain't gonna work.
You know, you got to pass the test for us.
Yes,
see, you can't preach prosperity until you pass the test.
Yes, sir. More
you can't. You can't be up here preaching prosperity by faith. And telling people that you got it, you got to have it.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
See, some of y'all ain't paying no attention. I ain't got them on a few of them yet. They ain't hearing that. But you got to have it. You got to have it. Now, Abraham, I want you to see this. Abraham was very rich. Turn to the 14th chapter. Mm-hmm. And wanted to be made known. No man made him rich.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's a problem. We're looking to men too much.
Yes, sir.
Go to Genesis 14. Mm-hmm. The 19th verse, and he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. All right. And blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thy enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, give me the persons and make the good to thyself, and take the good to thyself. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hands unto the Lord, the Most High God, hallelujah, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe lashes, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say it. I have made Abraham rich.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, he turned it down.
Yes, sir.
So he didn't want no man. So prosperity demonstration will make you rich. Are you still with me?
Yes,
prosperity demonstration will make you rich. I speak prosperity demonstration upon everybody in tune. They're starting out. Don't miss them because sometimes The lady's talking about, she sent one in about $15. That's a prosperity demonstration. Then another one sent in about $1,000. So demonstrations will start coming. And when you praise God for those demonstrations, they're going to keep on coming.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There will be a prosperity demonstration anointing on you before Friday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They can start coming from different places. Because we got our eyes on that little check too much. Turn. I want to be completely thorough in teaching this about prosperity demonstration. Money coming to produce prosperity demonstration. Prosperity demonstration will make you rich. Acronym they told me it is. Let's deal with rich. I want to show you something about rich, and then I'll go back to the other text. Turn to 1 Timothy, and then but I want to show you something about rich. What the Lord showed me about rich. First Timothy, chapter 6, just turn there and park there a minute. We'll get to it. But I want to show you this. He told me this acronym. I don't know what it is. I just do it. But I took the word rich and broke it down.
Yes, sir.
And I think it's going to help you.
Yes, sir.
The word R, the letter R, I wrote ready. And I wrote the word righteously trained to be rich. Then I went to the letter I, and I heard the word illuminated.
Yes, sir.
Having insight about being rich. That's what we're doing here tonight.
Yes, sir.
Having insight. Well, we found out that it's God's will, the blessing of the Lord, make us rich. The Lord did it. The blessing of the Lord, see?
Yes,
blessing means empower to prosper, and prosper demonstration make you rich.
That's right.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
When I got down to the letter C, I had the word committed. Mm-hmm. Recognizing that you are in co-partnership with God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See, this. If you write this down and read and study it, it'll give you a foundation. And then when I got to the letter H, I heard the word honorable.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote four other words, heirs of pleasing God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Heir, I'm an heir,
yes,
of pleasing God. Now, I can't understand how... they missed it so long about God want us to flow in prosperity, wealth, and increase, and have plenty of money, and to be blessed, and to be out of debt. Some of these guys come here and sit in these churches from the Old Testament, they get them walk out.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Well, they'll leave, man. When an offering hustle start,
mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Them guys don't even understand hustling.
Yes, sir.
And because men will not hear gifts on this,
right,
they still have to hustle.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you can make all kind of excuses, but you're still hustling.
Right.
And people know when you're hustling them.
Yes, sir.
I had impartation, what, yesterday, the other day? Had 900-something people on the line. I never mentioned an offer. I ain't received no offer. I came to impart to the people.
Yes, sir.
Right.
See? You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
People, oh, my goodness. We got 1,152 connected right now. That means that's over 2,000 or 3,000 people.
Yes, sir.
You know, because you got groups listening to us too.
Yes, sir.
Now this one, I want you to catch this one. This one will make you dance when you're by yourself. I'll make the statement, then we'll read the verses in 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy have been a wealth stopper. 1 Timothy 6:10, because they didn't understand. He was talking to wicked people, not to the righteous.
Yes, sir.
Also, the rich young ruler have stopped because he said something about those who are rich will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. But then Jesus explained himself. He got down further and said, those who trust in riches.
Yes, sir.
Now, notice here, I think this one rang a bell. God giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Good God Almighty, what a good God we got. God giveth us richly all things to enjoy.
Yes, sir.
I mean, enjoy myself. I ain't gonna let no devil stop me. And I ain't gonna let no demon religion stop me. And some people talk about all he talk about money. That's my assignment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I got to tell about prosperity. I don't want to get fired.
Yes, sir.
When God told me money coming,
that's right.
He told me, yeah, I was talking about money going with that gentleman. God said, no, you were talking wrong in that store. Money coming. I said, all right, God, I got it. Yes. Money coming. Say it.
Money coming.
To me.
Now.
Now you need to say that.
Yeah.
Quite often.
Yes, sir. Yep.
That's prophetic.
Yes, sir.
That'll make you rich.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Now, if God gives me rich of all things to enjoy, go ahead on, God.
Yep. Ahead.
I enjoy it.
I enjoy it.
I don't have no argument. I don't need to ask nobody for a second emotion.
Yes, sir.
If you say you give me richly all things to enjoy, come on richly.
Come on. Yes, sir.
1 Timothy 6 is proving the scripture. Let's start at the 17th verse and work our way down. 1 Timothy 6, 17. Charge them that are rich in this world. See, that's why stewardship is important. That they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. Woo-hoo.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Woo-hoo. It's written.
Yes, sir.
Who giveth us richly all things to what?
Enjoy.
You can't enjoy yourself broke.
No, sir.
No, sir.
Nope.
Struggling.
No, sir. Come on.
Go,
Apostle.
He give us, you see that? Yep. Who giveth us richly, the blessing of the Lord make us rich, and he had no sorrow with it. Who giveth us richly all things. Jesus died on the cross and left a grace for us to be rich.
Yes, sir.
We went over it, 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. I'm just going back over it.
Yes,
hallelujah. I feel a shout coming on. I'm going back over it. I want to remind myself. I want to remind myself. If I got to remind myself by myself. That the Lord has provided for you to be rich. Nothing wrong with being rich. Rich is not evil. We're not talking about going after money. We're talking about money coming after us. We're talking about becoming a money magnet. Because we know the truth. Jesus said, you know the truth. The truth do what? Set you free. When you know the truth about finances, money starts looking for you.
Yes, sir.
See, resisting in your mind, resisting in your inner conversation,
yes, sir.
Your inner thinking can resist money.
Yes, sir. Yes,
see, you got to see. That's why he said, "Beloved, worship above all, then you prosper, and be in health, even as your soul prosper." You got to have inner understanding of being rich. Not just outer words.
Yes, sir.
You got to let this word go down in you.
Yes, sir.
Look why God needs somebody to be rich. Who giveth us rich all things to enjoy. That they do good.
Uh-huh.
That they be rich in good works. Uh-huh. Look at it.
Yes, sir.
Ready to what?
Distribute.
Willing to communicate.
Yes, sir.
When you're rich, you can do that.
Yes.
You walk beside somebody, God say, you know, ask them how much they own their house.
Yes, sir.
What? What? Ready to communicate. God, what you want me to do?
Yes, sir.
I get on my front porch sometimes and say, God, what you want me to do with all this money?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's his money.
Yes, sir.
I'm just a steward.
Yes, sir.
But I'm enjoying myself. Yeah, he told me to enjoy myself. He give me richly all things to enjoy.
Yes, sir.
I say, give me richly all things to enjoy.
Yes,
yeah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then the 19th verse said, land up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold. You mean to tell me a rich person can lay hold on eternal life?
Yes, sir.
You mean a person can get rich, be rich and go to heaven?
Yes, sir.
That's what they're telling us.
Yes, sir.
See, God need them to be a distributor. For them, a demonstrator of the goodness of God. Abraham was a demonstrator. He bragged on Job. You know, Job got in a little trouble, but he came back out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Now, know this, that the riches of glory is ready to manifest. Very familiar scripture, Philippians 4:19. The riches of glory is ready to manifest. But my God shall supply, you see, all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Riches in glory. Riches in glory. See? He ain't said nothing about no balance. He said riches. Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
Now I want you to see or seeking God and his will is the master secret of being rich. Mm-hmm. Seeking God and his will is the master secret of being rich.
Yes, sir.
See, not seeking the riches. Not seeking no car. God had so many orders of cars and stuff. God said, sometimes God said, what about me? You want me?
Yes, sir.
Right.
More possible.
I'll give you all the cars you want if you take me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So get this down. Seeking God and his will is the master secret of being rich.
Yes.
Oh, I want you to see this. Second Chronicle. I want you to see this. My God. I'll probably close, but I want you to see this. Hallelujah. Second Chronicle. Go ahead and find it. Don't be faking it. Do like I'm doing. I like an index Bible. I don't even know all the books of the Bible. Second Chronicle chapter 1. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Second Chronicle. 11. Well, let's look at the seventh verse. Yes, a man had a chance to ask for anything he wanted. He asked for wisdom.
Yes, sir.
And God saw his heart.
Yes, sir.
And watch what happened. The man had given a 1,000 burnt offering. Yeah, he burnt 1,000 in the sixth verse. And Solomon went up there to the basin altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of the congregation, offered 1,000 burnt offering upon it. Now that helped me over the years. I said I wasn't going to share it, but I'll share it just for you to know. In this meeting, I'll give $10,000.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I can't sow a seed less than 1,000.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I will not sow a seed less than 1,000 because God had told me. I read this one time. I said, all right.
Yes.
And I think it's about time for me to go up on it. So every time a basket passes in me in any church, anywhere, not just here, when the offering comes, I have to give at least 1,000.
Yes, sir.
Or more.
Yes, sir.
And then my wife there double up.
Yeah,
because she's going to sow like I sow.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And you know we don't miss it?
Right.
Because it come back good and measure, pressed down, shaken together.
Yes, sir.
Fast I sow it, the faster it come back in. Somebody hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Come on. You here in the morning. Sowing made me rich.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Sowing is the master key of wealth, riches, prosperity. Mm-hmm. Just keep sowing. All right. Now notice this. In the seventh verse, in that night did God appear unto Solomon and said unto him, ask what I shall give thee. What would you say?
Yeah.
Solomon said unto God, thou hast showed great mercy unto David my father and have made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David my father be established, for thou hast made me king over the people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? And God, look at verse 11 now. You got your shouting clothes? And God said to Solomon, because this was in thine heart. And thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemy, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom. Come on now, it's a secret. Yes, and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people, over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches.
Yes, sir.
Come on, sir.
And wealth.
And wealth.
And honor. Such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the lacks.
Yes, sir.
What do you ask for?
Wisdom.
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 Wisdom. Wisdom. Let's see if I want to go to this scripture. Let's see. Hallelujah. Look at 2 Chronicles 9, 22. And King Solomon passed all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. Now, that man have showed us, you know, you stop praying about money. And you ask for wisdom.
Yes, sir.
You ask for wisdom and money come.
Yes, sir.
Money coming. Yeah, because see, wisdom is preparing you to handle it properly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, that's why Ecclesiastes says money is a defense, but it goes right there and says wisdom is a defense.
Yes, sir.
The two must be together. To God, for God to make you rich, you're going to have wisdom.
Yes, sir.
See, if you don't have no wisdom, you might be a good man and start running around.
Yes, sir.
Because you got plenty of money.
Yes, sir.
See. You so cool. So, and then let's look at another one. I'm looking at them before I show them to you. In 2 Chronicles 17:5. Therefore the Lord established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat presents, and he had riches and honor in abundance. I'm just showing you that riches and honor is a part of God's. Now I'm going to say this word. Poor Patels will not say it, and homiletical people won't say it, but it's part of God's game.
Yeah, that's
I mean, that's just God's makeup. Being rich is part. You see, that's why I tell men and women, you can't dress like a peasant and expect prosperity. Prosperity ain't coming to no man dressed like a peasant all the time. It just says, I'm looking for somebody who's going to appreciate this.
Yes, sir.
You ain't going to spend it. You ain't going to buy nothing. You ain't going to wear nothing. You just lay there. You don't want to make no effort.
Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Now, having riches, I'm almost through. I've been preaching 40 minutes already, right?
Yes, sir.
Having riches and trusting in riches are two different positions.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you the scriptures on that. Mark 10, 23 and 24. Having riches and trusting in riches are two different positions. Because the man told us in Timothy not to trust in riches, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
All right. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. Having riches and trust. Mark 10:23. Let's look at it a minute. I'm gonna close. I'm getting ready to close, Leroy. You can come. Mark 10:23. We can come back in the morning and work some more. One statement. It don't have to be the whole sermon. One statement. When the Spirit of God is moving, can change your life. You know.
Yes, sir.
I've learned that. I've been around a while. I've learned that. I'm not going on no emotional chase.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
I'm not. I really. Let me get over here. I do care, but I really don't care what you think.
Yes, sir.
I'm on an assignment that somebody going to hear it,
yes,
and
sir.
Somebody like don't take them on one word to change a person.
Yes, sir.
And I've said enough to get you to understand that there's nothing wrong with being rich.
Yes, sir.
And rich is part of God's plan for you.
Yes,
when Jesus died, God had richness on his mind for you.
Yes,
that's what 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. All right, 10:23, and I'm going to close up. Mark 10:23, you there?
Yes, sir.
Talking about the rich young ruler, you know, he had asked him about giving and following him. And he went away, 22nd verse, he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possession. Well, he didn't know. He didn't know. He had the wisdom with it, you see. Because at the end of this text, the Lord said he wanted to give him a 100-fold return, but he didn't pass the test.
Yes, sir.
See, the 100-fold return was available here for this young man, but he didn't know what it was.
Yes, sir.
He thought it what he had. He's holding on to what he had.
Yes, sir.
See? So he says here in the 23rd verse, and Jesus looked around about and said to the disciples, how highly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? All the church took that and run.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I don't want much.
Uh-huh. Right.
They didn't read the whole text.
Right.
Let's finish reading it. And the disciple was astonished at his words. See, the church still astonished.
Yes.
But Jesus answered again and said to them, children, how hard it is for them that trust in riches, not having it, trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who can be saved? And Jesus looked upon them and said, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. Just that voice there. It's possible for you to be out of debt. It's possible for you to live a rich, fruitful life. And that's what we're dealing with here. Money cometh is a prophetic word. Let me give it to you again. That prophetic word that want to give you prosperity demonstration, and prosperity demonstration are designed to make you rich. So I expect for you to have prosperity demonstration. We'll deal with some more things in the morning. God bless you tonight,
yes, sir.
Reverend Scott,
yes, sir.
And your church family.
Mm-hmm.
And I speak health and healing over Albany, Georgia.
Yes, sir.
I speak it. Y'all watch what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Take a little walk when you get a chance.
Yes, sir.
And God is working on it.